The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close shave. Close shave America, close shave Barbasol. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Senator John McCain continues to push for the U.S. to rescue Syrian civilians.
Time is running out. Assad's forces are on the march.
And the president was apparently in earshot. More after this from Charlie. As CBS's Clarissa Ward reports, the rebels in Syria are in trouble.
They are fighting against tanks with nothing more than rocket-propelled grenades and AK-47s.
And now, one day after Senator John McCain called for airstrikes to protect civilians in Syria's civil war, General Martin Dempsey, who chairs the Joint Chiefs, revealed that the president has asked for options for a possible humanitarian airlift and a possible no-fly zone. But the general pointed out that this wouldn't be anything like unseating Gaddafi in Libya.
They have approximately five times more sophisticated air defense systems than existed in Libya, covering one-fifth of the terrain.
And as for the idea of arming the opposition, the question is which opposition?
There's approximately 100 groups that we've identified as part of the opposition.
Defense Secretary Panetta told senators that some of the groups in that weapons line would not be our best friends.
If we provide arms, we have to have some sense that they aren't just automatically going to wind up going to Hezbollah, going to Al-Qaeda.
Senator McCain wasn't much interested in that.
Well, let me tell you what's wrong with your statement. You don't mention American leadership.
And the other question, of course, is the cost. The country's up to its eyeballs in debt. Everybody's a fiscal conservative, especially Senator McCain, whose anti-pork crusades are legendary. So, would Congress be prepared to raise someone's taxes? Cut more programs? Or will this be another one of those times when the money just magically appears? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.